Welcome to the Living in Lithuania podcast. Join me, Austė, in conversation with internationals who have found themselves living here in Lithuania. To keep the conversation going, let's connect on the Living in Lithuania Facebook or Instagram pages, where you can also find out about the latest episodes and more.
Branču, welcome to the podcast. I'm really happy to have you here.
Thank you.
You're my first guest from India. So
that's an honor, I guess.
Thank you for volunteering and getting in touch. Really great to have you here. So maybe to start, maybe you can share where in India are you from?
Well, I'm from Odisha. Mm-hmm. It's a state somewhere in the east of India.
Okay.
It's near coastlines. Mm-hmm. But for people who do know a little more about the India, so this is the thing. I might be from Odisha, mm-hmm. but I'm a Bengali.
Okay.
So I actually, my origin comes from the West Bengal, a state right above Odisha.
Uh-huh.
So there is some Game of Thrones shit going on
okay.
there.
Okay, cool. Nice, wonderful. So what brought you to Lithuania?
Ooh, the brilliant question of why Lithuania?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the story goes a little far. It's somewhere, it all started around 2019.
Okay.
So back at that time, I was looking around for abroad opportunities to study.
Mm-hmm.
And Vilnius Tech, or as they currently say, mm-hmm. Vilnius Gedimino Technikos Universitet,
mm-hmm.
it has a very unique course called Creative Industries.
Okay.
And the syllabus or the curriculum over there, it's pretty unique all mm-hmm. over the world.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of people don't know about it, actually.
Okay.
The amount of variety that we actually get to study over here,
mm-hmm.
you might not find the same kind of situation or the syllabus anywhere else.
Okay.
So this caught my attention, and I was always looking to, you know, do my bachelor's or my studies in the creative field.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, maybe I can go with this. I can go along. So I had actually no idea or any clue about what Lithuania is going to be like, what Vilnius is going to be like, because the amount of information that we have on web does not justify the beauty and the amount of magic that happens here.
Wow, magic. Lovely, yeah. Okay.
So basically I just applied over here,
mm-hmm.
and so because of the studies,
mm-hmm.
I arrived in Vilnius.
Okay, wonderful. So it was precisely because of this program.
Because of this program.
And how much did you know about Lithuania? In India, in general, like, do people even know what it is? Like, where?
No. They have no clue about where Lithuania is.
Yeah.
Usually when I am supposed to tell my relatives, like, where I'm going to study, I have to mm-hmm. explain. So there is this country near to Poland, you know, mm-hmm. Germany, Poland,
uh-huh.
and then there is Lithuania. You know, Belarus somewhere? Yeah, so we have a border.
Uh-huh. Like,
so near the polars? No, that's too far. Somewhere down, but yet still cold.
yeah, still.
So, but they actually get to understand it better if I say it's somewhere near Latvia, because
mm-hmm.
somehow Latvia is actually more famous.
Really?
That is weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, Latvia, if I say I'm like, it's somewhere near Latvia, and then like, so yeah, down there. Okay, Baltic states. Now I get it.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
So Lithuania is a hidden secret still.
Yeah. But that's good. No Baltic states, because yeah, oftentimes I have to explain where it is. And like, Baltic? No. Poland? Okay, maybe. Maybe, yeah, it's like somewhere there. And then always the question is like, oh, was it Russia? I'm like, no.
Oh, people often have that confusion too.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, so is it a Russian country? I'm like, No, it was, bro. No, we don't say it. We don't do that. We don't say that.
Yeah.
It's the forbidden language.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is that in India,
mm-hmm.
We are taught the world geography from a very start. So
mm-hmm.
even if they might not be able to remember where Lithuania or the Baltic states are,
mm-hmm.
we have pretty much studied it
mm-hmm.
once upon a time or so.
Yeah.
So if you just, you know, put those hints somewhere there, they can match up. So
yeah,
they know where Lithuania is as of this now.
Okay. And how about in Lithuania? Is there a big Indian community here in Vilnius or in general?
Well, when I came over here first, it was 2020 February.
Mm-hmm.
And right after 1 week of my arrival, the mm-hmm. COVID started.
Oh.
Exactly after 1 week.
Great timing.
Great timing. So here I am stranded in the COVID, in the quarantine situation.
Uh-huh.
I actually found out that there are many, many Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly in one single building, our dorms. I mean, I had no clue there are hundreds of Indians living in the same building. Like, okay, so this is fascinating. We have, there's too much of them. There's like a huge community over here.
Yeah.
After COVID lifted, after everything became normal, I kind of started exploring the places around.
Mm-hmm.
And to your question, the answer is yes. There mm-hmm. is a very big organization over mm-hmm. here, like a big community of Indians over here. And we often actually do certain cultural meetups or some celebrations over here. We also have our embassy. So they are sometimes organized by the embassy itself. So we do have. So we can say it's pretty big, the community over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just maybe a little unorganized, but we have a community.
That's good. And is it mostly students or people from...
It's a mix. I would say it's a mix because, students, it's on the higher percentage. They're mostly, students. But we also have people with families. People who are living here for a job maybe, or sometimes they are here like they married, so they're with the kids and a family.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a mix of everything. So yeah, it's a community with we got everything.
Okay, nice. Do you have any examples of the events that are organized? Have you been to any?
Yeah. So recently there was a festival of ours called Diwali that went by. So it's basically the festival of lights. And we organized a meetup. We usually organize just a get-together where we do certain, vocational songs and then a little bit of traditional dances. Then there's food always, Indian food.
Oh,
no Indian gathering can be ended without food.
Yeah.
Food has to be there. That is the prime order.
Mm-hmm.
So the food, and then we also lit up the entire place with small... I don't know if you know about the oil lamps. So they're basically clay. They're made up of clays. They're small lamps like these. We call it diya. And you usually have a small strand of cotton.
Mm-hmm.
You light it up. You put some oil in on top of it. And you just let it cook there. So it's like a lamp, old school lamp. So it's a festival of light. So that's why we just light the entire place around. It's more like Christmas, but just for one day.
Okay. Oh, nice. That sounds really cool. Yeah. And do you to these events are like people from the wider community, like in Vilnius, invited to join as
Absolutely, absolutely. Anybody and everybody are like more than welcome to join these events that we have, and they do always come through. Like I have seen many international, not just only Indian, but international people coming in, joining into our gatherings, our events, our celebrations. So that always is a very warm feeling to see other people holding and encouraging us with our culture and their craving with it. So that's always fun.
It's really nice to have the ability to participate.
I mean, to my surprise, I would say... one of our main, all our events, she's a Lithuanian, but she knows our own traditional dance and she dances really good.
Okay.
So I have seen this here in Lithuania that, I don't know, but it just might be me saying this. Mm-hmm. It could be my opinion, but Lithuanians do love Indian culture.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I have seen this, like they love it, they embrace it, and so it's like a warm feeling for us as well, because we feel welcome in a foreign land and it's new for every one of us. So that's
really,
always a
really
thing.
Cool to share the culture and introduce it to people who may not have the opportunity to go to India, but they can have
a little
taste. exactly. Oh, that's wonderful. Maybe you can take me back now. You said, okay, you came here. It was the start of the pandemic. So what was your first few months in Lithuania like? What was the general impression?
Oh, well. So like I said, when I arrived over here, mm-hmm. I had no clue mm-hmm. about what Vilnius is going to be for me.
Yeah.
It was the first time I had ever seen snow when I landed over here. It was, and I remember a few of my friends were saying that when you landed, mm-hmm. it was the first snow that mm-hmm. we had over here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, oh, it's so special for me.
Yeah.
Snowing just for me? Aww. So yeah. I got a great welcome from this beautiful city.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 week later, like I said, the COVID started. So home quarantine, nobody's going out anywhere. Mm-hmm. We are getting all our groceries from the IKI.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, the thing is, during this quarantine, the people who I was staying with,
mm-hmm.
we formed like a very close-knit group. Like it, mm-hmm. we became a community in ourselves. So we started sharing. We were not able to go party outside because mm-hmm. quarantine.
Yeah.
So we were like, you know what? No matter. We'll just make a party over here. So
yeah.
the entire floor just gathers up with food, drinks and all. Like, yeah, we'll just party over here.
Yeah.
So it was a really fun environment for 1.5 month more mm-hmm. or so. But then the thing started where you were like, no, this has been too long. Mm-hmm. I have to get out now. The panic mode started because quarantine starts getting sips into you slowly.
Yeah.
You're loving the freedom of just doing nothing and sitting in your home.
Yeah.
But then you're like, am I being too unproductive? I'm sleeping all day. This is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
So that happened uh-huh. after a point. So I was like, you know what? I should do something. I should start doing something. And somewhere around there, I decided, you know, I will start writing.
Mm, okay.
So I started writing. And I love poetry, usually. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So I write a lot of poetry. And I kind of gave into the other's story. So people share their stories with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm an empath. So I feel their emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to write their emotions in a poetry.
Okay.
It's like giving voice to those emotions that are not said or can't be said.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that. It's one of my fortes
like
to do. That happened. Then again, the classes started. Everything became normal. And that's how the life went out for the initial few days.
Okay, so how about when everything opened up and you got a chance to explore the country?
Well, usually I say this, when I first landed, since I had no clue what Vilnius is going to be
yeah.
like, so my first impression of Vilnius was, is this Disneyland? Like, I'll explain you why. Because I am a big fan of 18th century, 19th century Gothic books.
Mm. Okay.
And the architecture over here with the misty, foggy environment, the tall woods, forest. I was like, this is a perfect place for a mystery book.
Uh-huh.
To write a mystery book, to have a book on this particular city.
Yeah.
This is perfect. So I was enticed with the city in general.
Mm-hmm.
By summer came, the quarantine was lifted. Everything almost started to go back normal,
mm-hmm.
with the exceptions of you have to wear mask.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the part we hate.
Mm-hmm.
So by summer came, everything became normal, and I actually started going out, meeting people. I became a part of a community called ESN, Erasmus
mm-hmm.
Student Network,
okay.
of our own university.
Mm-hmm.
So I became a part of that. I became the media manager of their organization.
Mm-hmm.
For a while, and then I was like, it was more fun like that way, because I was meeting people from other cultures, because Erasmus is basically a student mobility program,
mm-hmm.
where students from all over the Europe, they come over here for
mm-hmm.
exchange studies. So I was meeting people from Germany, I was meeting people from Sweden, Italy, France. I was like, wow, I'm getting so much of the culture. Like,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say it was a culture shock
uh-huh.
for me, but I was loving it.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting to know so much different things about different other culture, people, their language, their country. So
mm-hmm.
it was a beautiful situation or environment for me right
mm-hmm.
after the COVID.
Yeah, and it's great. I mean, it was still quite difficult to travel, I guess, in that time,
exactly.
right? So you could meet people from different countries without having to go anywhere, really.
I was, like, when I first came over here, I had a plan in my mind, you know what, I might go back to India to collect a few of my stuff that I was not able to bring.
Mm-hmm.
But because of COVID, mm-hmm. I wasn't able to.
Yeah.
So that way, I would say, because it was a curse and a boon.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was more of a boon for me, so that because I didn't go to India,
mm-hmm.
and I was able to entice all this culture, the people. It's like a networking going on. I'm mm-hmm. making friends from all over the place. If I ever go to Germany, all I have to do is just, you know, give a call. Like, mate, I need a couch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need a couch. So any of the cities. So that's always a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
So that's what the summer of COVID gave me, people, mm-hmm. friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I guess it's always like an easy temptation to go, okay, like go home, you know, see loved ones and everything. But then when you're not allowed to do that, it gives you an opportunity to explore other things and meet more people.
Yeah.
And have you had a chance to travel now in Europe?
Well, I have traveled around Lithuania.
Okay.
I haven't been able to go out much in EU, mm-hmm. like in general,
okay.
Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I've been traveling around Lithuania
okay.
a lot.
Where have you been? What were the highlights?
Ooh, the highlights. I mean, the important city, of course, Kaunas, Klaipėda,
mm-hmm.
surely. But other than that, I have been to these small cities, small villages. For
mm-hmm.
example, like Anikshke.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it bad or the pronunciation is wrong. Just excuse me for that. But so there's this called Anikshke, then Graibu. And okay, the other one I'm not remembering right
okay.
now. There are too many of those, so weird name
mm-hmm.
for me, I know.
So
it's like I usually go to small villages
mm-hmm.
mostly because
mm-hmm.
over there I can still feel the rawness of the country
yeah.
still
mm-hmm.
over existing over there. The locals, they're always so helpful. That was the most like beautiful part for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I first went there, I was like, you know, maybe they might not be so welcoming
because mm-hmm.
I'm a stranger.
Yeah.
I and on top of that, I don't even know the language properly.
Yeah.
But even if they were not able to understand what I was saying or
mm-hmm.
what they were saying, I was not able to understand. But we communicate. Like if I asked somebody, like, you know, this is the way I have to go, I don't
mm-hmm.
know what, they helped.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most beautiful part for me. They're people over here were very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless. That's something important for anybody who's coming from abroad over
mm-hmm.
here in any country. People being helpful, it helps a lot
mm-hmm.
in general in the journey. So
mm-hmm.
that's a good thing.
Oh, that's really nice to hear. Yeah, I mean, it's of course in smaller places, you never know what's going to happen.
It was like an adventure for me, like going on a quest. So this is the new city I'm going to explore.
Yeah.
Like quest mode.
Yeah, yeah. I had a guest not so long ago who told me, and I've met the people organizing it, but we have these magnets in Lithuania.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this, the collecting Lithuanian magnets?
Yeah,
are you collecting them?
I got a collection of those, yes.
Yeah, so they are great because they give you an opportunity to see like the smaller places, and they have all of these different routes now that you can take.
Yeah.
And they post them, I think, every week, like a new route, and you can explore. It's a great way to explore not just the big cities, but also
the small
give a
towns,
chance
yeah.
to the small ones. And they have some pretty cool things. Like, I'm sometimes surprised myself, like when I see like, oh, really, this small town has this amazing museum with this like interactive, you know,
mm-hmm.
like whole experience behind it.
Exactly.
And it's pretty cool. And I'm always happy to hear when people are exploring more, not just the big cities, you know, not taking the easy way out, but.
I mean,
yeah, really.
I would say that's where the magic is hidden.
Mm-hmm.
Big cities, they're modernized. There's the like culture. It's mix.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the small cities, you go to the small towns, those villages. Over there, the culture is concentrated. It's still not mixed with the
mm-hmm.
other things.
Yeah.
So when you're going there, you feel the rawness
yeah.
of the Lithuanian culture, the people over there. So that's what's the magical part about
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, for sure. The like authenticity of the small places. Wonderful. I wanted to ask you more about your writing, because you mentioned that you're also writing a book now about, and it's set in Vilnius or about Vilnius?
It's about my journey through Vilnius.
Okay.
So I've had many life-changing experiences in this beautiful city. So I thought, you know, it's about time I pen them down, make a chronological order and just write stuff. So I'm in the verge, I'm on the verge to finishing the book soon. But so it's been my journey since 2020 COVID till 2022 over here. And I want to express what I felt while I was staying here and the things that has happened to me. People, then friends, love, and like jobs, and then the cultural mix. So there are many, many things, life-changing incidences. So yeah, one chapter dedicated to each of them. And that's how I'm planning on creating a book.
Okay, nice. It'll be very interesting to read that and have this kind of completely new perspective of the country, of the city.
And it's going to be like, so I'm going to select some monuments all over this city. Like, for example, the cathedral or the Vingio Parkas. So something has happened to me in all of these places.
Oh, nice.
So the place itself is going to be the centerpiece.
Okay.
And what happened there is going to be the story behind it. Wow. With a poetry to end it.
Oh, nice. Nice touch. Oh, that sounds really cool. And you said, so you also worked, you also had jobs.
Yes.
What was that like?
So I've been teaching English over here at a language school.
Ah, okay.
And yeah, we even did a couple of camps and near Anichke. So that was also fun. So as for job, that's what I love teaching. I've been dreaming of becoming a teacher for a long time now. So that's like my end goal. If I ever want to be something, I want to be a professor.
Oh, professor.
A professor. So that's like, so this teaching English part, it's my first milestone, I would say, towards the journey to become a professor. So that's why when I got an opportunity that, you know, you have a good hold on English. So why don't you teach it to others? Like, fair enough, I will give it a shot. And there I was teaching English. Okay. So that was my job for around 1.5 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great way to get some experience teaching. Just teach something that you already know.
Exactly.
Right? And then if you want to be a professor, what area would that be?
So I'm going to be a professor of creative research.
Okay.
Something out of the side.
So that's why creative industries was your.
That's
your
why pick. Creative industry was. So communication, especially, has always been my favorite part. We have words, and we just say out these words that make sense. People hear it, they understand it. So communication is like one of the magical sides of creativity that we don't always get into, because it has become a normal thing.
Yeah.
Everybody communicates.
Yes.
But how we do it, the way we do it, the verbal, non-verbal communication, these small things, that's what is more, how should I say, encapting to me. So that's what I'm looking forward to for research work, and then teaching the upcoming students who are like, they want to learn about creativity. I'm going to teach you about creativity. So that's what I'm planning on doing. But let's see, it's still on the initial word, so long way to go.
Yeah, still, because you're in your third year?
I'm on my third year bachelor's here in Vilnius Tech.
Okay, great. And after your bachelor's, are you planning to stay here?
Maybe. There is a good chance that I might be staying over here for my master's, because there are certain opportunities that I've been getting recently from different places. And They're good enough for me to tempt to stay over here. So there's a very good chance that I just might stay over for a while now.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that you enjoy.
Oh, I do.
Enjoy it here. And that's, yeah.
It's the peace that's holding me down here, which you usually don't find in like mega countries or big countries like India. Too noisy, pollution. And all. Over here is the peace. The silence, the peacefulness, nature all around, especially.
Mm-hmm.
That's something you might not find everywhere. And people who actually enjoy it, this is the perfect place for that.
Yeah.
So,
I think the Baltic countries, because they're not so many people, you know, the nature is nice.
but it's the beauty of it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You might not find it, like, I won't be able to name, if you ask me, like, countries or places just like this.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own structure. It has its own beauty that Lithuania gives. So there, I won't say there is any other place like this.
Mm-hmm.
It has its own thing going on here.
Nice. And is that how you describe, like, to people back home, like, what Lithuania is like? Or what do you, pitch Lithuania?
How do I pitch Lithuania? I mean, I'm definitely not going to be pitching Lithuania as the G-spot of Europe that once,
we wish, right?
How do I pitch Lithuania? I pitch Lithuania as the most peaceful country I have ever seen in a while. I pitch them as if this particular place comes directly out of the books from those 90s, 80s, old Victorian era books. They're directly coming out of the book and in front of your eyes. Those small alleyways, the misty nature, tall trees, forest around. So it's like Disney going around.
Yeah.
But like Gothic version of it.
Gothic Disney, nice.
You just might get lost, but you won't be hunted for it.
You'll be safe in that.
You'll be safe.
PG-13, like, nothing bad will happen.
Oh, yeah.
You just get the cool vibes.
just for the feel, go on.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty cool. And have any of your family visited?
Unfortunately not. But they're, my parents, they might be coming over here next year, 2024, for my graduation.
Okay.
I mean, that's the plan still. Yeah. So they might come over here for the graduation. I'll just show them around a little and then pop back for a small vacation to India. And yeah, most probably I will then come back again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice, awesome.
So that's the plan yet.
Okay, yeah, it's always interesting to bring the family and see how they enjoy enjoy the country.
I mean, I'm a little worried as of this now, because my mom has a very low tolerance for cold.
Oh, okay.
And in India, we do not have cold. We do not. So over here, the temperature that went by, I think during summer, it was 30, 32. That's a normal cold winter morning in India. So we do not get minus negative. So, and my mom does not do well in the cold. So I am a little worried when she comes over here during summer that how she might. But that's fine. I know my mom. She will do just fine.
Yeah, just prepare her.
Exactly, mentally. Like, you're going to get cold. So.
Yeah, just dress warm.
Dress warm, even if it's summer.
Like, in a winter coat, you know, everybody's like...
I mean, I'm definitely going to be seeing my mom wearing two layers of coat, a cap, while I'm wearing a t-shirt and her jeans and just roaming around the street. Like, are you not cold? I'm like, mom, this is hot. I'm sweating. I mean, this was a very big problem when I went back to India. I've gotten used to the cold over here so much that when I went back to India, I was not even able to breathe because of the heat.
Wow. Okay.
So it took me a while before I got used to the heat again.
Yeah.
So that's a problem.
Okay. And how about, like, now in your free time, like, what other things do you enjoy doing in Romania?
I love painting.
Okay.
I've been doing some art pieces for a while now, some abstracts.
Mm-hmm.
And recently there is an exhibition that's coming in our uni itself. So I've been doing a series, a painting series, a new art form, but it's more like a new idea.
Okay.
It's about how society's hands, like society themselves, they try to help us.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to help us, but they don't understand or realize that they're nothing but trying to obstruct us.
Mm.
So I'm going to be using hands in certain ways so that in the painting, of course, mm-hmm. in the painting, mm-hmm. so that it conveys these particular messages. But let's say it's still in work in progress.
Okay, sounds really
and
nice.
Other than that, I'm a binge watcher. I watch too much of movies and too much of series, and if I don't find any, I go straight to the books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an avid reader as well, so these are the three things that keeps me occupied
mm-hmm.
in my pastimes. So if it's not painting, it's definitely going to be me watching a movie
mm-hmm.
or a series. And if it's not that, books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm deep in the books.
Okay, nice. Nice, yeah. Oh, with painting, that's really cool. My friends, I had them on the podcast, and I just made a post like the other day about them. They're opening up this new like creative space.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ideas Block. They had a little space next to the train station. It was like a little cafe mm-hmm. and like tiny little room for like a mini gallery before the pandemic, and then the pandemic came, and they were thinking of getting another like a bigger place anyways, but of course pandemic, so nothing happened, and now they rented out a new space next to the prison, like close by, between the prison and the river. There's like these old industrial buildings.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was like a university physics building, and it still has some like these old big machine things there.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but they're kind of like renovating now. People can get involved. They can help paint and yeah, it's going to be like this creative space where you can have like your workshop space there. They want to have a cafe as well to be able to generate some income to sustain
it. Sounds brilliant, actually.
And it'll have a gallery space.
Mm.
And it's really beautiful because it's this like industrial building, so it has big windows.
Yeah.
Like super high ceiling. It's
nice.
It looks amazing. So definitely,
I would definitely would love to get involved.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
maybe because I love this entire idea of them creating. I mean, that's also one of the things I found out here in Vilnius,
mm-hmm.
or in general in Lithuania itself. People actually care and they know about the creativity in general.
Mm-hmm.
They understand and they encourage creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So that has been like how should I say, a great eye-opening thing, because usually in other countries they are not so much involved or they don't give more importance to creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, art forms, graffitis, creating like open art creative spaces, it's a new thing that I'm seeing here, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time it's quite encouraging for like creative minds like us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something really good,
mm-hmm.
or should I say like brilliant for me.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like Lithuania because it is a small country and there's a lot of things that are kind of missing, but there's a lot of opportunities to create your own thing. And yeah, recently especially, there's been a lot of sort of help from the city,
mm-hmm.
kind of encouraging, like, okay, there's these spaces, you can use them, you know, do whatever you want. And that's really nice because it empowers the community to then get together and like, okay, let's do something here, and then people get together and create what's missing, basically. So it's nice.
I mean, we have creative minds here in Lithuania. I must say that, because the exhibitions, for example, recently I remember we had this light show somewhere near in Vilnius.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically did an art, like an entire exhibition just based on lights,
mm-hmm.
like different portraits, different styles, different sculptures used in lights. So it was brilliant. It was
mm-hmm.
beautiful. That's something that actually inspires you to,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, yeah, so if they can do this, I can definitely do something more or something better. And like, it's these inspirations that you can actually find over here,
mm-hmm.
that you might not find
mm-hmm.
somewhere else. So over here, the government, they themselves, they inspire people.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to create. So
yeah.
That's the beauty.
Yeah, for sure. And now, this year, Kaunas is the culture capital of Europe.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen, been and gone to any exhibitions.
Course.
Okay, that's good. I haven't. I feel so bad. I keep like meaning to go and then I don't go. But
well, you should. You should definitely. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's... I mean, I have people I know who work within this culture capital thing. So I see them like posting about it. I'm like, okay, I really need to go to something. But yeah, but that's cool. It's great that you did take advantage of it and went and checked it out. I really need to do it before it ends.
Do. You need to.
Yeah.
It's because it's once in a lifetime kind of thing, I would
mm-hmm.
say. And if you haven't, you should.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they have really great things happening there. My brother went a few months ago, and yeah, need to make the effort to go. Just gonna check if there's anything I haven't asked that I wanted to. Okay, so yeah, another thing I wanted to ask you about. I did scroll through your Instagram and I saw some really beautiful photos that you've taken. So, when Sanskrit photography was another passion of yours, or is that something you're just naturally good at? Because yeah, some of the photos were really yeah. nice.
thank you so much. So for me, it's something with the second. So that's thank you so much for that.
No worries. There's one question I always ask everybody.
Go
it's
on.
To describe living in Lithuania. Three words to describe living in Lithuania.
Well, I would use... I think I have used these particular words quite often in this particular podcast. So I'm going to be using them again.
Okay.
It's magical.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And it is comfortingly scary.
Mm. Okay.
It's comfortingly scary. So that's something unique for me. It's like you go around these cities in the night, you feel safe, you feel comfortable. But if you have a little mind where you are imaginative, you can make scenarios that are not so comforting, maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the beauty of it. It is safe though. So you can do whatever you want to.
Yeah.
So yeah. Magical, beautiful, and comfortingly scary.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for inviting me and for hosting this. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. For more conversations like this one, subscribe to the podcast or let's connect on the Living in Lithuania Facebook or Instagram pages. If you enjoyed listening, please consider supporting the podcast on Contribee. All supporters are added to a private community and invited to join meetups and events. If you or anyone you know would like to be on the podcast, feel free to get in touch. Until next time.